here we go again.
There's music and it's Thursday. That means old Brian McTavish is here. How are you, Hoss?
You mean besides the music
besides
in our voices?
The music in our voices. Yes. How are you?
I'm great. You know, I was just listening with fascination to the previous excellent discussion, and they mentioned the Savoy. Maybe I missed this, but you know, Paul Newman dined at the Savoy.
Ah.
He was filming Mr. and Mrs. Bridge.
I bet he doesn't have a plaque in there like Harry Truman does.
Well, I'm not saying Paul Newman's equal to Harry Truman, but I think Paul deserves some kind of a plaque.
Well, that's a good idea.
Maybe a water fountain. I'm not sure.
That could be your cause going forward.
I think I deserve a water fountain.
Yes.
Or maybe that little knob that makes the water come out of the fountain.
Yeah. Who are we listening to here?
I think we found it. Okay, this is a really cool band. This is Dr. Dog.
Dr. Dog. Never heard of them.
Well, you're hearing them now, and you should go hear them. They're from Philadelphia.
Wow.
They've been around for 10 or so years. Psychedelic pop rock and then some. 9 tonight at the Granada Theater in Lawrence.
Wow.
Dr. Dog began barking, I can't resist, in 1999 with their record Psychedelic Swamp. And their music is a bit of a psychedelic swamp. They're pulling lots of influences from the 60s and early 70s. Vivid harmonies, towering melodies, splendid guitars that really alternate between this tightly controlled riff thing and what I like, and that's that inspired barroom sloppiness. Interestingly, in their early days, you never know what's going to happen with Dr. Dog.
Ah.
Take it from me. In their early days, they had what they refer to now as an open-ended enrollment policy in terms of band membership. And
meaning,
among other crazy people, for a while, maybe one night, it included a guy who played a one-string guitar in a skin-tight skeleton costume, which you don't see every day. I call it, and I think you will too after
you
see.
Where do you find this? How do you know that's true?
We don't know anything's true.
Yes.
I think that's true.
Okay.
I want it to be true. And if you go in a skin-tight skeleton costume at 9 tonight to the Granada Theater,
I can play with them.
You will make it true. It's quirky quality that never quits. You can quote me, yes, they are good. It's all Dr. Dog, baby. And Steve, it is all right if I call you baby.
Yes, it is.
Is that okay?
I'm not going to be up on that skin-tight thing up on the stage tonight. But tell us about Jeff Dunham.
Oh, yeah. Jeff Dunham. Well, he practices ventriloquism for the masses.
Mm.
Not a whole lot of famous, popular, crowd-drawing ventriloquists out there today.
I was going to say.
But Jeff Dunham is one of these guys. He is coming back to the Sprint Center at 7:30 tonight.
What, a ventriloquist at the Sprint Center?
Well, you know, we're going to talk about how that works for the live audience. Now, I think they're going to have a couple of big screens up there.
You would hope.
So you'll be able to tell if his lips move while he is talking to one of his dummy characters, which my favorite and probably his most famous is Walter, the grumpy, sharp-tongued old man. Let's hear a little bit of Walter and Jeff Dunham.
You know, I saw an old photo of you and your wife. Your wife's quite beautiful. He saw an old photo. Yeah, I'm kidding. I know. I married a petite, young, beautiful thing. Yeah, she's initially eaten by the woman I live with now.
I can't quite get over this. So a ventriloquist is going to sell hundreds and hundreds of seats at the Sprint Center?
Probably thousands.
I did not know that that could be done.
Well, yeah, he's probably the most successful at actually filling up arenas.
Arenas?
Because here's the whole secret to being a fantastic ventriloquist. You imbue these wooden, plastic, however they're made these days, characters with such humanity that the suspension of disbelief is no problem at all. You're just absolutely. And the best example of that, you go back to Edgar Bergen, maybe the best, certainly even today, the most famous of all.
Candace's father.
Candace Bergen's dad, right. Mm-hmm. Now, from 1937 to 1956, he had a radio show. And the night it was on, it was always the number one radio show for just about that entire run. He made those characters real. He made Charlie McCarthy and Mortimer Snerd real. Now, here's how we know that. Because after about, I don't know how long it took, but he did radio for so long that his lips began to move.
Oh.
And nobody cared. Because even when he would do TV, right, They saw his lips move. No one's looking at Edgar when Charlie's talking. They're looking at Charlie.
That's funny.
And that's how that works. You know, I go back, I think of Sherry Lewis and Lamb Chop. I think of Willie Tyler. Who was Willie Tyler's dummy?
I don't know.
I'll give you a clue. His dummy had an afro. It was the 1970s. Lester.
Ah.
Lester was a fun. And Paul Winchell.
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
my,
okay.
You know, Paul Winchell's right up there with Bergen because he had a wonderful children's TV show. And we're going to go on to the next item because time moves on.
Jeff Dunham at 7:30 yeah. p.m. on Thursday.
Yes.
That can mean only one thing, the Harlem Globetrotters, and I'm going to be there.
You should
I'm
be there.
I'm taking my 13-year-old son, Michael. We got good seats for Christmas, and he's all excited. So am I.
It'll be a contest to see who has the most fun.
I love him.
With all that basketball razzle-dazzle and comedy, 2 and 7 o'clock Saturday, once again, at the Sprint Center. Here's a preview. Rookies on this year's Harlem Globetrotters team.
Mm-hmm.
You got Paul Tiny Sturgis, the world's tallest pro, at 7'8".
Wow.
That's why he's tiny.
Wow.
And then you've got, really, how can you be coordinated at 7'8"?
I don't know.
You're going to see it. Jonte Too Tall Hall, the shortest Globetrotter ever at 5'2".
Wow.
You've got Fatima TNT Maddox of Temple University. She's the first female player since 1993. And they'll have a guy who is one of the top three finishers from the 2011 College Slam Dunk Contest. He's Jacob Hops Tucker. And why is he dubbed Hops?
Why?
He's only 5'10". But you'd be called Hops, too, if you could pull off a 50-inch vertical leap. What is that? 50 inches? What's a yard? 36?
Yeah, that's breathtaking.
I think.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I just took my breath away.
That's 2 and 7 o'clock on Saturday at the Sprint Center.
I want to fly like an eagle to the sea.
We're talking about eagles because.
Because you can see and learn about American bald eagles at the 11th annual Eagle Day. This sounds like fun, and it's absolutely free.
I love stuff like that.
It's fun and it's free. Eagle Day at Wyandotte County Lake Park. You can gaze through binoculars, bring a pair, or check out a pair. You can look at wild eagles near the water out there. It's from 9 to 4 all day Saturday. At 10 and 1:30, you can get right up to the eagles and other birds of prey.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, folks from Operation Wildlife are going to let visitors all but rub feathers. Maybe you can rub feathers with eagles and falcons and hawks and owls. And then at 11:30 and 2:45, Ty Smead, a photographer and author of a book called The Return of the Bald Eagle, talks about his favorite bird, which if Ben Franklin had had his way, would have been the turkey.
And all Brian's picks are on our website, kcur.org. Now we're getting to the good stuff here.
We saved the best for last.
I love this guy. Love this guy.
You love Roy Hargrove.
Bobby Watson's bringing him in.
Bobby Watson's bringing him in.
Greatest jazz trumpeter now on the scene. Just terrific.
You prefer him over Wynton Marsalis.
Well, I'm a big Roy fan.
He's funkier. He's a little more down to earth. Okay, it's the George Salisbury Memorial Scholarship Jazz Festival with, trumpeter extraordinaire Roy Hargrove, UMKC Jazz Bands with Hargrove, 7:30 Friday at the UMKC Student Union. It's going to be good.
That's Brian McTavish with one more great list. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks for listening.
Appreciate it. That's Brian McTavish. Again, you can find a complete list of all his ideas for good things to do this weekend on our website, kcur.org. Tomorrow on the program, reviews of the latest independent, foreign, and documentary films showing on area screens. Our music is by the aforementioned Bobby Watson. Aforementioned? Yeah. And UMKC Conservatory of Music Concert Jazz Band. We had help today from KCUR's Kim Noble, Kathleen Pointer, and Maria Carter. Our show is produced, as always, by Steven Steigman. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you are up to date.